All right, Tebow, say good morning, a good night to everyone. Let's begin. So we are picking up today's daf is Chaf Gimel. We are picking up on Chaf Beis Amud Beis by the Tashma, which is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. So both remember again, we were discussing an interesting machlokes between Rabba and Rabba about whether or not makom, whether or not location is a proper simon or not. Up until now, we've always been talking about simonim in the guf, in the actual object of the item. Now the question is location in which you found the item proper simon? Well, so just before we go on, we want to give a tremendous hashikach to Saeed, who is sponsoring the breakfast for Daf Yomi over the course of Chol HaMoed. Le'ilui Nishmas, his father. We hope that in the merit of the brachas of the Talmud Torah, the Shama should have an Aliyah in the family in the Chama. Shkoyach, shkoyach. So it says the Mishnah, says the Imar, Tashma, Krichos Birshas Arabim. So if you find again small sheaves in Rishas Arabim, Hare Elu Shalom. These belong to the finder. However, if you find them in Rishas Hayochid, no telumachris. Then ultimately, again, you pick them up. You pick them up, and you go ahead and you announce the fact that you find them. Va'alumos, we'll say, so alumos, as we will see, are large or longer sheaves. Bein birshos harabim, bein birshos hayochid. Whether you find them in Rishas Hayochid, whether you find them in Rishas Hayochid, no telumachris. The halacha is that you go ahead and you pick them up, and you announce the fact that you went ahead and you found them. So says the Gemara, Rabba heichi mitaritzlav, Rabba heichi mitaritzlav. So we'll say, how will Rabba and Rabba both understand this particular statement, this braisa? Rabba mitaritzlav tamei. So Rabba will explain according to his reasoning, because he says, b'simin. So Rabba says, we're talking about a case where the object in question has a simin, it has an identifying mark, and therefore again, when we say that you have to take it and announce it, it means that you go ahead and you announce, I found an object, and the person can claim it based on the simin. And Rabba says, we're talking about a case where the object itself may not have a simin, but you could identify the fact, or you could announce that you found a particular, or you found something in a particular location, and if the person goes ahead and comes and identifies the location, then lemaisi he can reclaim the object. So Rabbi Matari's the time maybe simin. So Rabbi will say that we're talking about a case of a simin. What's the case? Krichos Rishus Arabim Hare Elu Shalo. So both says, so Rabbi who says we're talking about a simin, therefore says that if you find small sheaves in Rishus Arabim, you are permitted to keep them. Why? Take a look at top of Chav Gimel, Dimidarsa, because ultimately again Rabbi will say that in Rishus Arabim, people trample over stuff. Then this goes back to what we learned in yesterday's daf, that this is a simin, ha'asui lidaris, this is a simin that's going to be trampled upon. And Rabbi was of the opinion that a simin that is going to be trampled upon, ultimately again, is not a proper simin. Birshos hayochid, top of Chav Gimel Amudalev. But if you find the krichos in Rishus Arayochid, no telumachris, you go ahead and you pick it up and you announce it. Why? Delo midarsa. Because Rabbi said in Rishus Arayochid, the assumption is that a person will not end up trampling over the simin, and therefore again it will still be a proper simin. Va'alumos. But if you find large sheaves, bein birshos harabim, bein birshos hayochid, notel umachris. But if you find large sheaves, whether you find them in Rishus Arabim, whether you find them in Rishus Hayochid, ultimately you have to pick them up and announce them. Why? Kevan digabehen lo medarsa, because since they are tall, bless you, people will not come to trample upon them. So we'll say that's Rabba's interpretation. The Rabba, how would Rabba interpret this? The Rabba mataris l'tameh, Rabba would explain according to his reasoning. So ultimately, according to Rabba, the simin over here, Rabosai, is not in the guf of the object. Rather, the simin, ultimately, again, is in the location in which the object is found. So therefore, krichos birshus harabim hara elu shalo. So if you find the small sheaves in birshus harabim, they belong to the finder. Why? Diminishtefa. Rashi says over here, diminishtefa nisgalgel, because they're kicked around. They're kicked around, and therefore again, makom can't be a simin. Why? Because lemaisa, the place where they fell, is not going to be the place where they're ultimately found, because they're kicked around in Rishus Arabim. However, birshos hayochid chayv lahakris, but in Rishus Hayochid, if you find the krichos, you are obligated to announce them. Why? Dilo mineshtefa, because they both say they will not be kicked around in Rishus Hayochid. V'ha'alumos, but large sheaves, bein birshos harabim, bein birshos hayochid, no tel umachris. But Rabbi say large sheaves, whether you find them in Rishus Arabim or whether you find them ultimately in Rishus Hayochid, you pick them up and you announce them. Why? Because kevan diakiri lo minashtefa, because since they are heavy,
ultimately, again, they will not get kicked around. Fine. Tashma. Kikar shalnach marei elu shalovs. Remember, again, we learned in the Braisa, as well as in the Mishnah, that if you find loaves of a baker, so the person who finds them ultimately is permitted to keep them. Now, what's the logic there? Because the assumption is that loaves of a baker all look the same. So therefore, there's no identifying simen. Therefore, the finder is permitted to keep it. However, hasha balabayis chayav lahachris. But if you find, balabata shabret. What's balabata shabret? Something I baked in my own home. So the assumption is that when I bake something in my own home, everybody's bread. You see this, by the way, with chalas. Right? No two people's challahs that they bake at home look the same. The baker could bake, 100 challahs, they all look exactly the same. But when you bake things at home, so what happens if you find kikaros of the balabais, you're chayv to announce it. Why? My time, kevon dispu simin, the made the yediyah drifted the inishu, because everybody knows when a person, when a bread is baked by an individual, everyone knows, ultimately, again, what an individual's bread looks like. And whether you find what we call kikaros shabalabayis, individual bread, in Rosh Hashayachid or Rosh Hashayachid, you are obligated to pick it up and announce it. Alma, simin ha'asui lidareis ha'visimin. Rabbi say, what do you see from here? You see from here that even a simin that is going to be trampled upon is still considered to be a bona fide simin. Now, how do you see that? Because again, Rabbi say, remember, so we have kikaros shabalabayis, individual's bread. And yet the halacha is that even if you find that bread in Rosh Hashanah, which Rabbi Yosef means it possesses a simen, but it's a simen ha'asur lidar, it's going to get trampled on in Rosh Hashanah, yet the halacha still is that you have to announce that loaf of bread. Therefore, you see from here that even a simen ha'asur lidar, even a simen that's going to be trampled upon, is still a bona fide simen, to which the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabba, this effectively refutes the position of Rabba, because remember again, Rabba was of the opinion that simen ha'asri lidareis is not a simen. So we refuted Rabba. Amalek Rabba. Rabba said, no. Hasam hainu taimo mishum dein ma'avir na'la ochlin. Oh, there's another issue up here, Rabba was saying. Bread is not a good example, says Rabba. Why? Because the halacha is, you're not allowed to pass by food. Now, Rabba said, this doesn't mean you have to eat it. What does this mean? Look at Rashi. In ma'avir na'la ochlin. Hamotzi ochlin baderach in rashi la'avra alein ula anicham sham. You are not permitted to pass by food that is lying on the ground. It's interesting in general how in Judaism there's an incredible respect for ochel, an incredible respect for food, food representing, of course, the sustenance of man. The halacha is if you see food on the ground, you're not permitted to go ahead and pass by it. So listen to this. Rabba will say, this whole case of kikaros shabalabayis is not a good raya as to whether or not simin ha'asur lidareis is a simin or not. Why? Because whenever someone finds food on the ground, by definition, what are they going to do? They're going to pick it up. Therefore what? It's not going to be trampled on. Because it's not going to be trampled on, the simin will remain intact. The Gemara says, but 1 second, v'ha'ikon nachrim, I but they're the nachrim, right there, the Gentiles. So Gentiles will pass by food. So the Gemara says, Nachrim chayshi l'kshafim. Even the Nachrim, even the Gentiles will pick up food. Why? Because they're right. Because I'm not going to take time. Because again, because they're choshish for kshafim. So I'll say. So apparently, again, you almost got me. But because again, by the Nachrim, apparently there's some issue of kishuf. There's some issue of kishuf. The Rashi says there are chayshu l'kshafim svurim shemachmas kshafim hunchu l'sham kedei lahachshil hadarsim aleim unehinami dein magbin osam. So interestingly enough, even Gentiles will not go ahead and trample upon food, not because of kavod ochlin, not because of respect for food, but rather what? Out of a fear of sorcery. So it turns out that food left in Shusrab and bread will not get trampled. Jews, because Jews don't pass by food without picking it up, out of just covet for the food, or Gentiles, ultimately, again, because of kshafim, because of sorcery. But either way, it won't get trampled in Rosh Hashanah. But what about animals? Okay, so even if you want to say Jews and Gentiles will not go ahead and trample on the food, but there are still animals who will trample on the food, to which the Gemara says, we're talking about a place where animals are not commonly found. So let me kitra. So we'll say, so perhaps this whole idea about simin ha'asu lidareis, whether or not a simin that's normally trampled upon is considered to be a simin or not, is in fact a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Huda says any item that has some type of shinui, that has some type of aberration in it, you have to announce. Okay, so what's an example of that, Rabbi Osai? So matzah eagle ubisoch ocheres. Let's say you find a cake of pressed figs, and inside of it you find a pottery shard. So what's that locha? So the or kikar, you find a loaf of bread ubisoch maos. And you find money inside of it. And I both say, now the chap over here is the following. In both of these cases, it's possible that what? It's possible that the shard or the money fell into the object without the knowledge of the owner. This is possible that this just happened on its own. Yet, nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you see a shinui in something, you have to announce it, because it's also possible that it was intentionally placed there as a simon. So because it's possible that there was some element of intentionality there, therefore the ma'aseh could serve as a simon. So we can infer from this that the Tanakhama holds that if you find something like this, you're permitted to keep the object. Why? What's the logic? The logic being that there's no way somebody intentionally did this. This must have happened by accident. Because it happened by accident, it doesn't serve as a proper simon. Savrua. So the Gemara says, Savrua duchuli alma simin abame elev havi simin. So we'll say, so we have to assume everyone agrees that what? A simin that could have happened on its own, like in this case where the money could have fallen into the bread, or the shard could have fallen into the cake of pressed figs, is still considered a simin. Furthermore, umma avirin ala ochlin, and people in fact do pass by food. So what's the machlokes over here? My lav b'simin ha'asir li dares kamiflegi. They must be arguing about saying what? And whether or not a simin that would normally be trampled upon is still considered to be a good simin. Mar savar lo havi simin. One opinion said this is not a proper simin. Umar savar havi simin. Another opinion says, oh, it is a good simin. No. So Rav Zvid like this, in the name of Rava, can't be. Because if you hold that according to the Tanakhama, number one, a simon that would normally be trampled upon is not a simon. And furthermore, again, people pass by food without picking it up. If that's the case, then if you find kikar shabalabayis, right, individually baked bread, meaning bread baked by individuals, not by a baker, then why are you chayiv to go ahead and announce it? In other words, Rabbi Osai, that's considered to be a simin ha'asui lidareis. It's a trampled, it would be a simin that would be trampled upon. And people pass by food, in which case, again, there's no way that the simin of this bread baked by an individual is a sustainable simin. Therefore, the person who finds it should be able to keep it. Rather, Rav Zid says like this. Everyone agrees that even a simon that's going to be trampled upon is considered to be a bona fide simon. Uma avirin ala ochlin. Furthermore, we hold that what people do pass by food without picking it up. The machlokis over here is a simon that came by itself. Again, what does it mean? I'm not translating you well, but it's meaning a simon that it's a simon that's possible that came by itself. In other words, a simon that's a simon without its intentionally being placed there. That's the machlokas. We'll say that's the example of the money in the loaf of bread. It's possible that somebody was baking bread and money fell out of their pocket into the loaf of bread. Or somebody was making a cake of pressed figs and a pottery shard got mixed in there. There was no intention to put it there. It came me'elav. The Tanakhama holds simen haba me'elav lo havi simen. So the Tanakhama holds that a simen that comes by itself is not a simen. But Rabbi Yehuda savar havi simen. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it is a good simen. Rabbi will say to you, Rabbi will say, everyone agrees that a simon that's going to be trampled upon is not a simon. Furthermore, but the aloch is you don't pass by food that's on the ground, you have to pick it up. And here the machlokes is a simon, Rabbi will say, that's what? A simon that came onto being on its own, or possibly came into being on its own. So the Gemara says, Tanakama Sarah lo Havi Simon. Tanakama holds, it's not a good simon, but Rabbi Yehuda Savra Havi Simon. Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand holds that it is a good simon. So the Gemara says, Ikadarmi, others explain, Savrua Duchuli Alma, Simon Ababa Elif Havi Simon. Well, say, others say the machlo. Everyone agrees over here that a simon abame elav, a simon that comes by itself, is a simon. B'simon ha'asei l'dar still have a simon. But a simon that's going to be trampled upon is not a simon. My lab b'ma'abirin ala ochlin kamifligi. And maybe the machlo gives is whether or not you're permitted to pass by food without picking it up. Demar savar ma'abirin. Both say, first, white line. Because one opinion holds that you can't pass by food. Omar savar in ma'abirin. Other opinion says you can't pass by food. Amar av zvid mishmei deravo. If you hold that according to the Tanakama, that number one, a simon that's going to be trampled upon is not a simon, and that you can pass by food without picking it up. If that's the case, if you hold these two ideas, then why is it that when you find bread that was baked by an individual in Rishus Rabim, why are you chayiv to pick it up and announce it? After all, again, simin ha'asur lidareis lo havi simin, and ma'abirin ala ochlin, ala amrav zid mishmei derava, v'choli ama savri simin ha'asur lidareis havi simin. Rather, must see everyone holds that a simin that's going to be trampled upon is still a good simin, ma'abirin ala ochlin, and people do pass by food without picking it up, v'hacha b'simin ala me'ilav kamif lagi, and here the machlokas of Moshe is about a simin, where it's possible that the simon came onto being on its own, without intentionally being placed there by the balabos. The Tanakama savar simon haba me'elav lo havi simon. Tanakama holds that a simon, that it's possible that the simon came onto being on its own, is not a good simon. But Rabbi Yehuda savar havi simon. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is a good simon. But Rabbi Abba Nacharabba will say to you, the chuli alma simon asa yidari so havi simon. Rabbi will say to you, no, any simon that is going to be trampled upon is not a good simon. Furthermore, you can't pass by food. Here they're arguing about a simon, they both say, that could come onto being on its own. Tanakama holds that a simon that's possible came onto it, that came into being on its own, is not a simon. Rabbi Huda Savar Havi Simon. Rabbi Huda holds it is a simon. Amrav Zid Mishvei Durava. Pause for just a moment. So, a lot of stuff going on over here. So first of all, just a little bit of halacha. We paskin, like Rava, that simin ha'asoy lidareis, that even a simin that can be trampled upon, is called the simin. That's number one. That's how we paskin. So even a simin ha'asoy lidareis is considered to be a simin. Number two, we paskin ein ma'avirin ala ochlin. You can't let food sit on there. Both sides, it's actually very important, because this even applies. Let's say you know you're there's a kiddush and you know whatever, somebody drops I was going to say a hot dog, but people would pick that up for sure. I'm saying that people would eat it. A ragalach, right, or a brownie. See, the halach is you have to pick that up. Just out be zion ochlin. You can't leave food on the floor. We paskin ma'avirin ala ochlin. And number three, we paskin that simin haba me'elav is a simin. That even if it's not clear that somebody intentionally created that simin, meaning it's possible that, let's say again, I was making my bread and some coins fell in, might have been my accident, that's still called a simin. That's how we paskin in those three areas. Now that we have that down, a little weiter. Rav Zvid says, Amar Rav Zvid Mishri Rava, Klal Davidita. Both say the Klal of lost objects is the following. Kevan de Amar Voy La L'Chisaron Kis Miyayish Lemine. This is interesting. As soon as you hear someone say, Oy Vavoy, right? Oy, Voy, that I lost this object. Oy, that I had this loss. That's a sign of Yeyosh. In other words, both say it's very important to Allah. If I hear that someone said, I am so upset that I encountered such a loss because I lost my object, that's demonstrative of Yeyosh. Next, I'll resume Shaykh Rabba. Hilchasa, Krichos Birshas Aradim, Hare Elu Shalom. We'll say furthermore again, the halacha is that if you find small sheaves in the Rishas Aradim, they belong to you. Birshas Hayachid, if you find them in Rishas Aradim, we'll say that's the Mishnah, already saw that. If I'm in Rishas Hayachid, Iderech Nefila, it will say, if again, Rosh Hashayachid, if it's clear that somebody dropped them, Hare Elushal, you can keep them. Iderech Hanocha, but if it looks like that, what? That they were clearly placed down in an intentional fashion, then no to Lumachris. The halacha is you have to pick it up and announce it. Vizeb, Vizeb, Adavashain, Bo Simon. And I will say, both of these cases, the Krichos, are talking about the krichos, the sheaves don't have a simen. Havabodavar sheyish bo simen, but if lemaisa again it has a simen, lo shna birshas harabim, velo shna birshas hayochid, then it doesn't matter if it's ram shel yochid, bein derech tefila, bein derech hanocha chayv lachna. So we'll say it's actually very important. When we speak about these chilukim, about whether you have to announce it or not announce it, those chilukim, those distinctions are only in cases where the object doesn't have a simen. But if an object has a simen, I will say, then what's the halacha? The halacha is no matter what, chayv lahachriz. You always have to go ahead and announce it. Amud Beis. I will say, we're going to go quickly. We're going to go quickly, I promise. I know that it's galus, so it's a work day. You know, but we'll get through this. It says the Gemara, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Umachruza Shaldag. Remember again, the next case was, if you find, machruz was literally a string of fish. So we'll say, if you can imagine, so the Mishnah said you could keep this. If you can imagine for a moment, this is a string of fish, right? So if you can imagine, you have a string, and there are fish hanging from it. Okay, that kind of gets self-explanatory. So the Mishnah said that you're permitted to keep the fish if you find this. It asks the Gemara, Amai, why is this? Le'ahavi kesher simen. Why can't the knot? Meaning, again, the assumption is that these fish are knotted onto the line there. So why can't the type of knot be a simen as well? To which the Gemara says, Bekitcha the tzayda, the kuli ama hachi mikdari. Because what we're talking about, literally a fisherman's knot, in other words, that the knot that was used was a very common knot. Therefore, again, the knot's not a simen. For they have a minion simen, so why don't we let the number of fish on the line be a simen? Right? There are 5 fish, 10 fish, 55 fish, whatever it is, let that be the simen. To which the Gemara says, Beminyana the shoven. Because what we're talking about, for lack of a better term, like industry standards. There was a certain type of knot that's used to knot fish, and under normal circumstances in the marketplace, you always put a certain number of fish on the line. Therefore, again, the minyan is not a simen. Minyan havi simen olo. So let's actually ask about this. Is minyan a simen or not? Or lo havi simen? We're both saying, well, this is an interesting shayla. Let's say I lose fish on the line. So fish on the line might not be the right example because that might be an industry standard. But lamais in general is giving the minyan the number of something a proper simen or not. So amalu Rav Sheshes tinisua. We learn this. Matzah klei kesef ukli nechoshes gisteron shel aver. We'll say if you find a utensil made of silver, a utensil made of copper, or gisteron shel aver, we'll say gisteron, Rashi says over here, is a shard. So I find a lead shard, Rashi says, Shivrei chaticho shel aver, if I broke in pieces of a lead utensil, the chol kli mateches, or any metal utensil, harei ze lo yachzir ad sheyitein os. You don't have to return these utensils until when? Until the owner gives a proper simen, a sign. Oh, ad sheyichave mishkalosav. Interestingly enough, or until you give its weight, which makes sense. So if you give the weight of the utensil, that's also a simen. Umi dimishkal havi simen. If weight's going to be a simen, then what? Mida uminyan navi havi simen. Therefore, I will say, mida means what? Mida means dimensions. Minyan means number are also simen. So I will say, and this is indeed halacha lemaisa. Weight, dimensions, and number of a particular item are all considered to be proper siman. Very important. I'm sorry? Correct. You don't need all three. It's any one of these three is a proper siman. So if I lose a utensil and I say the utensil was 5 pounds, right? 5. I have to also give a little bit more description. I lost a metal utensil that's 5 pounds. That's enough of a siman. Or it was, it holds 3 quarts. That's enough of a siman. Correct. It would have to be all of these things have to be something item specific. Correct. If it's right, if it's a standard, if I lost the Tupperware and the Tupperware is a standard, then inachinami. Correct. V'chatichu shabasar. We'll say now again. And if you found pieces of meat, Yanki told me he has bikias in this sugya. This is your sugya. Everybody's got to own a sugya. So chatichu shabasar. So am I. So remember again the Mishnah Paskin that if you. Yeah. he loses a lot of meat. So remember, the Mishnah Paskin, that if you go ahead and you find a piece of meat in Rosh Hasharabim, that you're permitted to keep it. So the Gemara says, Amai, lehavi mishkala sinin. I don't say what we just said before, the weight of the meat. I lost a 5-pound steak. Nebuch, right? I lost a 5-pound steak. So why can't the weight of the object be a simon, to which the Gemara says, "Mishkal of the shoven." No, because we're talking about where the weight was a common weight. Right, the weight was a common weight. So we'll say, if they normally cut pieces of meat in 5-pound chunks, then lemaisa again, that's not a good simon. V'tihavi chaticha gufo simon. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. The cut of the meat itself should be a simon. Literally, o de dafka. Oh, the atma. Did it come from the neck or did it come from the thigh? In other words, let the cut of the meat be a simon. Milo tanya, do we not learn? Matzah chatichos dogim. If you found pieces of fish, the dog noshoch. Now, this is actually an interesting case. You found the piece of fish that had a bite. I lost a piece of fish that had a bite out of it. It wasn't a lav dafka that I took a bite out of it. It could mean that there was a fish that, let's say, again, was attacked by another fish before it was killed. So, lemaisa, again, remember, you could eat dead fish. I know that sounds like a strange statement, meaning, you, remember, fish doesn't require any kind of shechita. So I could have a fish that was killed by another larger fish, and I could still eat that fish. So let's say, again, I got a salmon, but salmon was attacked by a shark. So lemaisa, there's a bite mark. There's a bite mark in the salmon. That bite mark, by definition, is a simen. Is a simen. So the Gemara says, if you find so chayiv lahachris, you're chayiv to go ahead and announce it. Chaviyo. So we'll say. So what the reason Gemara is bringing that up over here is the cut itself should be a simen. Similarly, chaviyos shal yayin v'shal shemen v'shal tvuah. If you find barrels of wine or of oil, or of grain, vishal grogros, or of dried figs, vishal zesim, or of olives, hari elu shalab. So you're permitted to keep all of these items. So what's the case over here? Hacha bidiika simana bepaska. Rashi says, bidiika simana bepaska. Shalonechtecha kiderech achotchin. But that's talking about where literally the fish was caught in an abnormal way. In other words, it wasn't caught in a normal slice. So because of that, the cut itself has an aberration. That's why it's a simen. But also, under normal circumstances, we assume that meat is always cut in a certain way. Therefore, the cut is not necessarily a simen. But also, so again, you see from here, that you see a common theme, which is even if you could identify something about that piece of meat, if that identification is not something item specific, it does not serve as a proper simen. Sra Baravuna always had his meat cut in triangles. That's why you have that nice triangle in Rashi over there. So Basi asks, why did Rabbi Bar Avuna always have the butcher cut his meat in triangles? For one simple reason. Because if he lost it on the way home, he had a defining simon. No one else cut meat that way. So because of that, Lamaisa, again, that is a proper simon that would allow for the return of the object. So the Gemara says, Dekanami Diktani. So we'll say, so how do I know this is true? Dumya didag noshoch shmamina. So we'll say, so just meaning because cutting it in a triangle is like the case of the cut fish. So we'll say, the logic over here is cut by itself. So let's assume for a moment, I'm assuming a butcher cuts meat in the same way. Is that a correct statement? Good, thank you. Right, so again, so what I say? So assuming the butcher always cuts the meat in the same way, identifying the cut of meat is not a simon, unless of course the cut of meat is unique to this piece, like the triangle or like the fish that was bitten by a larger fish, and therefore again there's something unique about this cut. So Gemara says Amar Mar. So we can go back now and study the brayse we just said before. If you find barrels of wine or of oil or of wheat or of dried figs or of olives, hara ilu shalo. We say these barrels of produce belong to the finder. I have a hatnam, but we learned kade yayin, the kade shemen chayv lahachiz. But we learned before that if you find barrels of wine or barrels of oil, you have to announce the fact that you found them. Amarav zera amarav masnisin berashum. The Mishnah is talking about a case of what? Where the barrels ultimately again were resealed. They were opened and then they were resealed. Rashi says over here, Rashum, that's an interesting Rashi. Chaviyoseim shalcheres hayu. Their barrels were made of earthenware, were made of earthenware. pottery. The gafen osav magufas chesem. I'm reading Rashi, and they would go ahead and they would seal it with earthenware seal. The sharkin tit saviv, and they would put mortar around the seal. Ledabe kamagufa shelo yete reachay, in order that the fragrance of the wine should not escape. Ubi meishvat onisan shemochin balebatim chavios techen vini kaser oket esav yachad notlin magufa sein and vitamin esay and vechuzir vesosmo vatakpo tit saviv hamagufa. Vukhari roshem v'nosan achem v'nei lebeiso u'masnisin b'chavis reshuma v'haynu simin sheish roshem. So also the idea over here is when the wine selling season would come up, Shvat or Nisan, they would break the seals of the wine so that the merchants could taste the wine. And then after the merchants tasted the wine and were satisfied with the quality of the wine, they would reseal the barrel. That's called roshem, resealed barrel. And that resealing is a simin in and of itself. Apparently, people would reseal the barrels in different ways, so therefore the resealing was a simon. Mechlal de Braisa bepasuach. If that's the case again, that the Braisa that says you have to go ahead and what? You have to go ahead and you could keep it. It's talking about an open barrel. But iber pasuach, if the barrel is open, then what? Avi de midasi. You both say a barrel of wine left open. We know this, by the way. We could actually relate to this. But what happens if you leave a bottle of wine open? It's done, right? It's done. So again, certainly if you leave a barrel of wine open, that barrel is done. That's an and the rabbis say, that's called an aved midas. What does it mean an aved midas? If somebody leaves the barrel of wine open, what does that indicate? Right, they're done with it, right? Meaning that's yeosh. That's yeosh. That's aved midas. No. B'matzif. You were talking about the case of rabbis say, matzif means that they put, Rashi says, sheniach megufa levelo sharkabatit simin leka. The aved midas, like rabbis talking about a case where what? They open the barrel, they put the lid back on, but what? Didn't reseal it. So we'll say, if you didn't reseal the lid, if somebody else finds that barrel, then what? They're permitted to keep it. Why? Because there's no simon. You see what I'm saying? When you reseal a barrel, there's a simon on that, because no two resealings look the same. But if you go ahead and open up the barrel, just put the lid back on it, there's no defining simon on that barrel, because apparently all barrels look the same. All barrels look the same. There's no resealing of the seal, and therefore, again, there's no simon. So we'll say that's the chilek. So if you go and you come upon a barrel of wine that was opened and not resealed, meaning that the lid is sitting on top of it, you could keep that barrel. But if the barrel was resealed, that resealing is in and of itself what? A simon, and therefore you'd be chayv to machriz, you'd be chayv to announce that find. Abaye says, well, you could even say that both of them are talking about cases of barrels that were resealed. Below kash, it's not a contradiction between the Braisa and the Mishnah. Kan kodim shniftechua otzros, kan la'achar shniftechua otzros. We'll say, look at Rashi. Kan kodim shniftechua otzros, shadayin lo egiz ma mochriach evios v'yachar ba'amahu do'avid haviroshim simen. We'll listen to this. If it's before the wine selling season starts, meaning if the wine merchants are not yet buying merchants, so a resealing of a barrel is a simon. Once the wine selling season starts, then what happens? Everybody's cracking open their barrels and resealing their barrels. So because of that, resealing of barrels is no longer a simon. So before the wine selling season, a resealing of a barrel is a simon. After the wine selling season has begun, everybody's cracking open and resealing their barrels, and therefore the reseal is not a simon. So apparently now, according to this version of the Gemara, this is a different answer. According to this version, the resealings look similar enough that it's not considered to be a simon. Like Rav Yaakov Bar Abba once found a barrel of wine. La'achar shniftecha otzros means after the wine pressing season begun, after the wine selling season begun, excuse me. Asala kamid abayis, it came before abayis, said, abayis, what should I do with this barrel? Amrlei, zil shakal nafshach, take it, it's all yours, enjoy it. So I'll say, you have to understand, the Gemara brings these maisalach down, why? Because, you know, it's one thing to state the halach in the abstract. It takes on a certain level of even greater intensity when mamish, you see these great rabbanim acting upon it. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba finds the barrel, which we'll say, by the way, right now we're dealing with the halach of Eila Metzias. We'll have to get to the hashkaf of Eila Metzias as well, which is in general, like, what's the hashkaf of finding lost objects? Meaning, is there such a hashkaf or not of saying, you know what, even if I found it, I don't want to keep it because I know it belongs to someone else? Or is the hashkaf of finding lost objects, no, if you find it, you can keep it. So we'll discuss that. But at least according to this story, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was permitted to keep the barrel of wine, even though it was resealed, because since it was after the wine selling season had begun, the reseal was no longer a good simin. Rabbi Shimon was done. Rabbi Bimi Rav Nachman. Rabbi Bimi asked the following kasha of Rav Nachman. 2 more minutes. This is the following. Makom havi simin or lo havi simin. Rabbi Shimon, now remember, we actually mentioned this in the beginning, or I should say, at the end of yesterday's daf, and now revisiting it. Is makom, is location a simin or not? Is location a simin? In other words, let's say there's no identifying mark in the item, but the item is found in a particular place. So is the makom a simin or not? So Amar Leit Nesua, we learn this. What did the Braisa say? I found barrels of wine, oil, grain, dried figs, or olives. What's the halacha? I am permitted to keep these items. If you say that location is a simin, then what? Lichroz makom. Even if you want to say there's no simin in what? There's no simin in the object, but what? Presumably, Rabbi said these are barrels, these are big things. So let them, so announce the location. Right? Announce the location and let that be a simin. Omar Avzid, no, what's the case? Hachamay askinon, beraksa dinara. Where did you find the barrel? By the riverbank. Rabbi said, now what? Bless you. What's the chab with the riverbank? Rashi says, remember, how do they transport barrels? Everything came in by barge. Everything came in by boat. So, Rabbi said, when you say that you found the barrel by the riverbank, shkoyach. You know how many barrels go by the riverbank? Therefore, again, that's not a good simon. Meaning, even if you want to say that makom is a simon, it's got to be what? Some type of unique makom, right? Unique makom, just like Rabbi said, just like cut of meat could be a simon if it's a unique cut. Location could also be a simon if it's a unique location. But if it's the point of entry for all the barrels, that's not a good location. Because Amr Amari, my timer, Amr Rabban Raksa Dinara lo havi simon. Why did the rabbi say that the riverbank, that location is not a good simon? Damir alay ki heichid de esrami ledidach. So shkoyach, I come and I say, Ruvain, I left a barrel by the riverbank. So both say, so it's possible that it's my barrel, and it's also possible what? That it's 10 other people's barrels who also left a barrel by the riverbank. So both say, others obviously have a different version. Amari said, why did the rabbi say that location is not a valid simon? So the Amrinon, because it's an individual, this Ikeda Amri is a bit different. In this Ikeda Amri, so ultimately, Rav Mari is saying that Makom in general is not a simon. Why is Makom not a simon? Because Shkayach, I'm coming along and saying that I left my item in a particular location. Is that location mine? Do I have exclusive rights to that location? It's possible that what? That just as I left my object in that location, then what? Other people also left their objects. Therefore, again, Rav Mari is saying, makom in general is never a proper simon. Let's go by there. Oh, Gavro. Tashkoch kufra bei ma'atzarto. We'll say there was a guy who found kufra. Kufra is pitch. Pitch. He found kufra. He found pitch in the wine press. He found pitch in the wine press. He came before Rav. Rav said, take it for yourself. It's all yours. So listen to this. So Rav saw that the guy was a little bit hesitant to keep the pitch. I must say, you know, it's awkward. You know, when you find something, if you ever had this situation, when you find something even though you know you're halachically entitled to keep it, it's awkward. It's awkward because at the end of the day, I know that this originally belonged to someone else. I know what the halacha says, and I can keep it. But lemaisa, again, it's awkward. So Rav saw this guy felt awkward about keeping the pitch. So look what he said. Amalei, zil plug lo lechia bri. You know what? Why don't you give half of it to my son Chia? I was saying now. What he was saying over here was he was trying to make him comfortable with keeping it. You know, I was saying. You know, sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you get a psak halacha, and the person will ask the posek, or what would you do, right? Thank you for telling me this, but would you follow the same psak halacha? So over here, again, Rav is giving the psak halacha. The guy is nervous. So Rav puts me in saying, you know what, I'm telling you, you can give part of it to my son. I mean, I'd be happy, I would give the same psak halacha to my own child. So lema kasava Rav, so we see from here that Rav holds what? Makom lo havi simin. So it's apparent that what? that Rav holds that location is not a proper simen. Now, where do we see that from? Because otherwise, Rav will say, remember, this was pitch that was left in the wine press. Obviously, location is not a proper simen, because otherwise, again, the wine press itself would have been the proper, would have been a simen. To which the Gemara says, no, 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 this case is different. Why? Rabbi Ad Mishum, Yeyosh Bailim Naguba, Techoza Dekadri Bechalfi. No, 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 Rav will say, this case is different. This was a clear case of Yeyosh. Rav will say, how do I know it was a case of Yeyosh? Because there are weeds growing around the pitch. In other words, he had a receptacle, a utensil of pitch, and there's mamish weeds growing. What does that indicate? It's been there for a while. So because it's been there for a while, Rav might hold under normal circumstances that makom is a proper simen. But in this case over here, where the weeds are growing, lemais again, it's clear that the bailam are me'ash. Sorry, I'll say two more lines, and we'll stop. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon Elazar says, so remember, Rav Shimon Elazar, this is going back to the Mishnah. Shimon Elazar says, just so good. Shimon Elazar says that what? Kol klei an puryo in chayv lahachris. Any klei an puryo, you don't have to announce. So asks the Gemara, the obvious kasha is, what is klei an puryo? My an puryo, am Rav Yehuda, am Shmuel, kelim chadashim, shelo savatan ha'ayin. Brand new utensils. But shelo savatan ha'ayin means the owners haven't had enough time to really look at them, to really know them. To really know them. Shlo Savata means literally the eye has not become sated. So they don't know the utensils, presumably well enough to identify them. So what's the case? Hey Chidomi, I ispu simen. So I don't understand. If the object has a simen, ki lo savata na ayin my havi. So we'll say if the item has a simen, Rebbe said, then what? A simen is a simen is a simen. Whether they're new utensils, not new utensils, I can recognize it. If it has a simen, I can recognize a simen. Idulesbu simen, and if again it doesn't have a simen, ki savatan ha'ayin mayhavi. So I don't understand. If it doesn't have a simen, then who cares if I am visually, if I'm visually regular, I'm visually sated with it. What does it matter? Meaning, again, what is it? I'm going to say, the Gemara seems to think over here that what matters is, is this an object that I visually know well or visually don't know well? Who says, well, who cares? If it has a simen, you have to announce it and return it. If it doesn't have a simen, the finder can keep it. To which the Gemara says, no, no, no. The olam deles behu simen. But we're talking about a case where the object does not have a simen. Nafgamina lahadure letsorba merabonan betvius eino. But we'll say, remember, we actually had this a little while ago, last week, actually before Yontiv, that's what? We'll say the halacha is that by a Tzurba Mirabana, by a Talmud Chacham, you could return an object to a Talmud Chacham through visual recognition. Regular people, for us, in order, if I lose an object, in order for me to get back that object, I have to identify a simen in the object, right? If I say, oh, I recognize the object is mine, so the finder says, Shkoyach, give me a simen. Talmud Chacham will say Tzurba Mirabana is different because Talmud Chacham has a heightened level of credibility. But Tvias Ayin, if he says I recognize that object is mine, we return it back to him. Therefore, again, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that only applies to what Savatana Ayin Kimlu Begavayu. If the Talmud Chacham has had this object for a little while and what he recognizes it, then we rely on his visual recognition and we assume that he knows what he's talking about. Umajinale, and we'll return it to him. Kilo savata. But we'll say this is a brand new object, and therefore again, we don't know that he really visually could recognize the object. Then what? Lo kimlohu begavayu. We don't automatically assume that he knows the object well. Therefore, we won't automatically return it to him. So we'll stop over here for today. But again, so now what the Gemara is suggesting is this Klei An Puryo case is dafka case where there is no simen. There's no simen. But again, when we're dealing with a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Osai, it's because now, if it's a kli, so I'm sorry, because the Talmud Chacham has the ability to get back the item with visual recognition, but that's only if what? That's only if we know he really recognizes the object. But if it's a new object to him, therefore he doesn't visually know it well, therefore halach lemaisim, we will not go ahead and return it to him just based on his visual recognition of the item. Meretz will continue with this sugya tomorrow. Shkoyach. 10 people? Yeah.